I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What it do, baby? Hey, hey,
hey. Yeah.
We're never going to hear the lyrics to this record again. Just never.
Well, look.
Zell, yeah. Zell, stop it. Nope.
Look, like I told James during the break, everybody should be happy.
I'll let you elaborate and stop saying everybody.
Everybody, well, not me and you.
Well,
that's about it.
Everybody else should be happy. That probably is. We welcome you in here to the Thursday, October 16th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside our man Kyle Madsen.
Stop asking me stupid questions.
Who's in for Jesse Tapia?
What are you doing with him?
Who will be back with us on Monday?
And what's Joe's again? What's Joe? Do you remember what Joe's is?
Shut your bitch ass up.
I don't know if that was it, but that's
I don't know if that's it, but it's
that's funny.
I don't even know who The Rock was talking to, but it's funny. It's always funny.
He was talking to Austin Theory.
That's right. Boy, remember when they thought Austin Theory was
I like
be
Austin
the one?
Theory.
Of course you do.
He's not a championship guy, but he is a prototypical heel.
That's facts.
He does his job.
That's facts. Jill Adge just sent me this note. This will lead you right into what you wanted to talk about. Shout out to Jill. This is from Carmichael Dave.
Mm.
According to Vegas, the Sacramento Kings have gone from opening at an over under of 38.5 wins to 34.5. This represents the biggest drop from open of any team. That's great. That's tremendous.
Well, look, I will say this though, especially with no Keegan Murray potentially. I mean, what I'm not hedging the bet. I'm not as concerned probably as everybody else about what we've seen in the preseason. That doesn't mean That doesn't mean I don't have a level of concern. I'm just saying as everybody else. But when I look at the Kings and think, hey, they can win 42 games or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is factoring in health.
Sure.
They have no room to lose a Keegan Murray and potentially a Domantas Sabonis and still reach those heights. Like they got no room for error to get to what I think they can get to at like 42, 43 wins.
Sure.
So Keegan already being out a month, and if Sabonis is out for any extended period of time or anybody else, yeah, my thought for them could drop as well. I don't know if it dropped to 34, but I wouldn't be as high on them, I'll tell you that.
16%. That's what they shot from three in the first half.
That's awful.
21% is what they shot from the game overall.
Still awful.
3 of 18 ended at 9 of 42. All of this to say, we went 45 minutes with the insiders and didn't once reference Domantas Sabonis' hamstring. So now there is a Keegan Murray situation. And while there, you know, it remains to be seen whether there is a Domantas Sabonis situation or not, I don't imagine Domantas just woke up today and went, oh, it's good. It's fine. I would imagine no matter what he feels like his condition is, he's not going to play tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And now you just start watching until Wednesday to see where Domantas Sabonis is at again. Malik Monk was back at practice. It looked like Malik Monk spoke at practice, so we can run that sound for you at some point here today. There are things on the floor that I've liked over these three games. Neek being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Zach and Domas very much look like two people trying to establish a relationship. And when they hit, it is a thing of beauty. When they don't, it's goofy. Like it's bad news. What is it? Bad News Bears?
Yes.
Basketball. It's Bad News Bears basketball. And I understand when you're talking about shooting, numbers are always going to fluctuate, right? No matter how good of a three-point shooting team are or how bad of a three-point shooting team you are, or just shooting in general, it's always going to fluctuate. It can't fluctuate like that, though. Mm. 9 of 42, you're losing that game every time. Mm-hmm. And, God, I forgot how many players the Clippers signed this offseason. Even when they showed the guys in street clothes, I was like, holy crap, I forgot.
Yeah.
Completely forgot.
They're going for the gusto.
They absolutely. I very much think that the Clippers are looking at this like Michael Jackson. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is our chance.
They aspire for greatness.
All right.
They do.
Settle down. What are you doing?
They do.
They aspire for a lot of things. I already forgot the name of the company. Was it Aspiration?
Aspiration, I believe, yeah. Jesus. They
But you know what would be really funny? If Kawhi tweeted a picture of him in like a he doesn't have a good enough sense of humor to do this, but it would be so great if the social media post that everybody said, if you just did one, he did it right now. It'd be amazing.
Just like, who was that we were watching? Was it Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, it was Stafford and McVay. We looked up at the TV one day and Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay were doing some commercial for some company we'd never heard of. And we thought, oh, this is L.A. Come on, coincidence? No.
What a coinky. Oh,
everyone's like, hey, man, get these commercials out. Get these social media posts up.
They're on to us.
Someone sent me I got to find it. Someone sent me like a Instagram ad. It could have been fake. I don't know, but it made me laugh. And it was like someone random, like Andrew Wiggins, holding a bag, and the bag just said chips. And it just said, buy these chips. Oh, so great.
Everybody got to cover their tracks now. Yeah, I think you're referring to.
I saw the Pizza Guy commercial again last night. Oh, well. And man, I just never get tired of, because I'm a pizza guy.
Pizza guy.
All
right. By the way, that 49ers thing you were sent on Instagram was not fake. That was actually real.
I saw another one where the guy came out with no arms.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. That was real. That was
I
real
saw
flash.
Another one. This one maybe I saw it at 4, so I saw it. It was 4:30 in the morning, so I didn't want to send it to you. But it was Roger Goodell, and he's announcing the draft pick for the 49ers, and it's a surgeon.
Come on.
I laughed.
Come on, man. It's rough for my boys, man. I can't believe it.
Also, this morning, I saw Tupac doing stand-up.
I saw Tupac and Eazy-E not too long ago.
I saw Tupac, Elvis, and Kobe. And then I saw Tupac at a Golden State Warriors game. Yeah, yeah. And now I've seen Tupac doing stand-up.
Come on, man. Now you're a comedian. I hate AI, not Allen Iverson.
No, I hate it. I do. Because it's going to destroy society. Yes. Even more so than society is already destroyed. But it's funny.
No, they have some good... They got some good jokes. They got some comedic value in there, man.
From Sean Cunningham, Domantas Sabonis had an MRI on his hamstring, did not practice, but will travel with the Kings to L.A. His status for the preseason finale will be updated later. That's from, again, Sean Cunningham.
Hmm. Okay.
There's his video of Keegan Murray in a sling. Goodness gracious.
Jeez.
It's a Louis Vuitton sling. It's a very rich sling.
It'll be the Niners.
As it should be. Man, not far. Not far, not far, not far. I'm on the ledge, bro.
So this is kind of what I was alluding to earlier. And people in the chatty house who are upset, the Carmichael Daves and the people on Twitter who are upset. What you mad about? What you mad about? This team going to be bad. They're going to be terrible like everybody was saying last night. And that's what we want, right? That's what we want.
Ain't no we.
A little different.
Ain't no we.
But everybody else, that's what everybody else wanted. They want them to be bad. They want them to have a high lottery pick. Don't be upset about it. This should be going exactly how you want it to go. Yeah. That's the only question I have. And now I don't want to do that because I want to tell people how to spend their money. But I will people said they would still go to the games.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, you won't. No, you won't to see some sorry team. They're like, no, we still going to the game. So I expect to see 17,000 out there for when the Kings are 2-9, when they're 4-15. 17,000, y'all said y'all still go to the games.
Said there were 16,000 there last night.
Well, a lot of people might have been in the lounges.
I think that might have been tickets sold
versus
actual attendance.
They might have been at the food court.
Far West? Oh.
They might have been at the food court. They were there.
There were 16,000 people in Doko last night. I didn't pay as much attention last night, but it wasn't Portland, the first preseason game.
The Raptors.
Toronto, thank you. I paid attention to that one. You could have just moved on down if you wanted to. You could have sat in Kenny's seat. Nobody would have said a word to you.
I don't have seats.
Well, you do.
No, I don't.
Okay, you couldn't have had the seat next to Vivek, but you could have just walked right down and you could have sat
Perry
behind Scotty Barnes.
Yeah, Scott Perry sits in that seat.
Yeah, you could have just walked down and sat anywhere.
Especially after halftime.
Yeah, after halftime's bad.
Although, to be fair to everybody, they the other day I was watching the Bucks and Thunder game on the Peacock app. And they were like, they played the music, and they're like, welcome everybody, my boy Noah Eagle, welcome Milwaukee. And they showed the guys jogging out, you know, for the warm-ups. They did a really good job with the presentation. They had round ball rock playing and everything. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And then they said, tonight's matchup between the Thunder and the Bucks. And you know, they have the bug that shows the mm-hmm. logos and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they pan across the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody.
Oh, man.
They did everything to get us hyped. Oh, basketball's back. And then you see that crowd. There was nobody in Milwaukee.
Dun, 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 dun,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I thought they stunk last night. Like, I was literally, there were points. I feel like this was in the third quarter. I feel like it was actually the very beginning of the third quarter. They ran. I love our announced team. I don't know if it was Mark or Katie who said Kings, I think, scored on two or three straight possessions. And one of them said, yeah, it looks like they made some adjustments at halftime. No, I don't think they did. I just think the shot went in. And they ran a DHO with Zach and Domas on, I think it was three consecutive plays. If it wasn't, it was like three out of four or something like that. Mm. First one, bucket. Second one, bucket. The third one was the ugly one where Domas was expecting Zach to be somewhere. He wasn't, and Domas essentially just threw the ball into space because Zach wasn't there.
Right.
And that was the end of the little run that the Sacramento Kings were making.
Yeah.
You know, again, it was like 6 points or whatever. They're down, you know, they weren't yet down by 30, so they were down like 20-something. And it's like, okay, now I'm trying to find moments, and I jotted down, all right, Zach, and this has been consistent in the three games, is Zach and Domas seem to be establishing something here. But it what has also been consistent is the 2-on-1 off or 3-on-1. Like there's always one that stands out where it's like, ah, they're not there yet. Mm-hmm. It's not second nature for them. And those are the ones that you don't want happening in the fourth quarter of a close game, right? Those are the bugs that you want to get worked out over the course of the next 6 days, and that is completely unrealistic. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen between those two moving forward. You just hope that it doesn't a lot more than it does.
The one reason why I don't necessarily feel maybe how you guys feel coming off these preseason games.
Being down about it?
Being down about it. And don't get it twisted. I don't feel good. Like I tweeted out last night. I was like, it's preseason. I don't know what they're going to look like in the regular season, but this is – all bad. Like this is not good basketball. But the only reason that I reserve just a little bit of judgment is I see the rotations. And I think the first sub that you talked about they made a sub. They were playing fine. The starters were playing fine.
I think it was, because Saric started, which we should probably talk about at some point. Saric started. I think Isaac Jones was the first off the bench.
Yeah, and they came back from commercial. It was one way. It was Isaac Jones, Isaiah Stevens, Eubanks. Saric might have came back on the
Keon. It might have been the first quarter.
It might have, yeah. Keon, uh-huh. And DeRozan.
Okay.
And I saw that grouping. I said, this grouping should, before anything happened, they should never be on the floor together. Mm-hmm. Never be on the floor. And I'm giving Doug the opportunity to use the preseason for what it's for. Like, especially with this group. And especially after seeing how this second unit has played. The way they've played so far in three games, I would feel like at all times I need to have at least three starters on the floor. At all times. In a traditional sense, maybe you would be able to have four bench guys and one starter, like on a really, really good team, a really talented team, balanced roster and all this other stuff, you'd be able to do that. I don't think this team can do that. And Doug talks about trying to play, 10 guys and all this other stuff. I don't think you have the talent on that roster or the balance on that roster to play 10 guys. I think you're going to always need to have two might be like, if you feel really good, like if Malik is back or something like that. But I think you always need to have three starters out on the floor. Mm-hmm. And we don't really see that, and we haven't really seen that in the preseason. So that's the one thing maybe I reserve judgment on just a little bit. But it hasn't looked good. I don't blame anybody who looks at what's going on in this preseason and been like, this is awful basketball, and this is who they're going to be moving forward. Because it's looked bad. It looks uninspiring. It looks devoid of talent. It just looks bad.
Yeah, real bad. Like that game was a struggle to get through. Hmm. Like it was over in the second quarter. Like legitimately, this is over. Right. Like, okay, get to halftime. If the starters come out, I'll watch. If they don't, I'm out. Like, I got – do I have better things to do? No. But I'm not sitting through this. And the starters come out, and that's where it's like, all right, they're not winning this game. Find something. And that's where, you know, DHOs, okay, this is – Keon was awful last night, man. Like, this is tough because I like Keon Ellis. And I have to introduce Keon Ellis at the tip-off at the Westfield Galleria at Roseville this Sunday. Come hang out, Kings fans, 10 to 4:30. Myself and Katie from the Wake Up Call are going to be hosting the festivities out there. It's always an amazing event. Yeah, the Westfield Galleria at Roseville does it every year. Keon Ellis, obviously one of the most popular players on this franchise. Kings fans are going to be out in full force. You can meet him, take pictures, do all of that great stuff. Slamson will be there, the dancers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Everybody.
D-Lo's going to be doing push-ups again.
I hope. Man, I can't. I don't think
against
I'm doing
Navy
it.
Navy SEAL.
No, No, it was a, it was a prison inmate is what it was.
It's one of those guys. You see the guys that come out of prison and they're doing like hops and everything with their push-ups. Like craziness.
I blame Fresh. Because Fresh was the one. Oh, you're going to be going against, you know, you go out there, do some push-ups with the kids and Slamson. And I look over and Slamson ain't doing any push-ups. So I'm legit like, I'm trying to get someone's attention. Like, I'm supposed to lose, right? Like, I can't win because I think they were giving away tickets. Mm. And I was like, and I'm looking, trying to get someone's attention. Like, just tell me when to, there's like one left and I'll fall down. And then finally I look over and there's this mountain of a human being doing push-ups next to me.
Braun Strowman.
All right, dude. This was a work.
Well, that's a cooking show, by the way, or a food show, one of the two.
First question, why? Okay.
Bad call by me.
It's like on Food Network. I don't know. I don't think he's cooking. I think he's going in to different restaurants.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But
Keon Ellis, you'll...
Yeah. Maybe... we have just found the latest player to be infatuated with? Because I asked this last offseason. What has Keon Ellis done to earn this like level of respect? For like, I think last year the question was, what has Keon Ellis done to earn a starting job? Because there was such a strong conversation about Keon Ellis should start, Keon Ellis should start. And we saw, because last year was the year he played in summer league, right? Like deep into summer league. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we were like, okay, he didn't play well. It's like, what are we doing? And he was, and it's not, no one was good last night, except Neek. I actually thought Neek was, I think Neek has been good all preseason.
Neek has been good. Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine.
Sabonis did some good stuff too. He was dominant on the boards.
Zach LaVine, he was really dominant on the board. He didn't shoot well last night though. Nah, he shot, good. He was shooting threes too.
Those threes was crazy.
I think Kyle wants to chime in. He has always been a Keon truther. Tell me where, what am I missing? I'm not missing.
Prime property on Keon Ellis.
I love Keon Ellis. I do.
No,
I,
you don't. You hate him, but it's okay. Go on.
It's not true.
No, I'm gonna give you a genuine answer here. I think the, what did you call it? Obsession? Infatuation?
Infatuation.
With Keon Ellis is less about Keon Ellis, the player in a vacuum, and more the Kings roster. And we constantly talk about how the roster doesn't make sense and the roster doesn't fit together and the Kings don't play defense, etc. Keon Ellis just kind of embodies all of the things that the Kings roster is kind of missing. And so, okay. Yeah, maybe he gets miscast in Sacramento or by Kings fans or by me personally because I want him to play 28 minutes a night. And maybe that's too many for Keon. Maybe he's not that good of a player. But when you watch the Kings and you go, man, what is this team missing? Man, they get a floor stretcher who can really defend on the perimeter. It's like, oh, that's Keon. Mm-hmm. Keon does that. And I think that is where he may get a level of cachet in Sacramento or with some Kings fans that he may not have in
because he stands out
Milwaukee or Charlotte
on a team that has no other version of him.
Correct.
Okay. And go to my brother, Good Kid, Dad City. He says 40% from three and the defense. Come on, Ma. Got you. He shoots four threes a game. So is the idea that the math just checks out that if that number becomes 12, he's still a 40% shooter?
Not 12, but probably 7 or 8. Yeah, and he's probably shooting it at like 38% clip.
Because the number last year, he's 42 on his career. He's essentially a 43% three-point shooter on his career. But his first year in Sacramento, it was less than one attempt per game. His second year in Sacramento, it was will round up to three. Last year, it was four. The numbers always did well, 50%, 41%, 43%. Okay. If it's as simple as he's a 43% shooter, then Doug, Scott, and everyone involved need to be fired immediately, like right now. Opt out. Because if it's just simple math and that's all it is, he needs to be on the floor every second, because this team can't hit threes to save their life. And if that's what we're primed for Keon to be, then we got to give Keon every opportunity to be just that. I'd like to remind you, though, if you don't mind, Keegan was a 40% three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. Then they asked him to start shooting more while also being the primary defender. From that aspect, from the three-point aspect and nothing else, how's that going? It's not.
He doesn't shoot more. That's the problem. That's the whole thing.
Okay, so he doesn't shoot more. He shoots the same amount, and he hits them at a less clip. Does that make it better?
No.
Okay. We're lashing out at one another because it's bad.
But at least they paid him $28 million a year.
I'm also just noticing your sweatshirt. Salute. That is a prime purchase on your part. Yeah. Well done.
And the tour is in May, so I haven't gotten to really wear it.
No, good. No, it's
yeah,
very good.
I'm fired
it's,
up to
it's,
have
it's,
it.
It's,
yeah,
it's very good. Kyle Mattson rocking the... Kenny's looking at it confused.
I'm trying to figure it out. See if I... Yeah.
It's a GNX. It's one of the GNX tour merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Sweaters.
Okay. Yeah.
But salute. It's good. That's good use of income right there.
Absolutely.
But I don't want us to continue lashing out at each other. I love Keon Ellis. I get
too
really...
late. I'm getting stats and to drop directly on your head.
Okay.
Let's talk about it, man.
My concern comes more with games like we saw last night. Maybe it's and maybe last night doesn't matter. And maybe the night before didn't matter. Maybe the game before didn't matter. Maybe none of that stuff mattered. Maybe Summer League doesn't matter. Maybe all of Keon's bad games don't matter. Maybe he just needs more time on the basketball floor. But if he's truly that, put the man out there on the basketball floor then.
Do we want to guess?
Nope, we don't. We want you to chamber that thought. We'll come back.
I drop stats on Damian's head next.
There it is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Man, hate seeing this. Shams Charania just tweeted, Jaden Ivey underwent an arthroscopic procedure to relieve right knee discomfort. He'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks.
Damn.
That's tough, man.
Was the right leg where he hurt himself?
This is just a guess. We'll look it up. I'm immediately going to say no, and the discomfort was caused by overcompensation.
Damn.
I'm a doctor on the radio.
Damn.
Also a fullback. Jaden Ivey injury. Just real quick, I do want to follow up on this. It's his left leg.
Speaking of injuries, real quick, and now I want to get to Keon, all this other stuff. But speaking of injuries, I saw something this morning that some surgeons have said there's a possibility that Fred Warner would make his return if the Niners made the Super Bowl. The mission is clear. The mission is clear.
This is, man.
The mission is clear.
Was it?
I'd pass out. No, I'd really pass out if he came out there in the Super Bowl running through the tunnel.
You'd pass out.
I would. I just,
At Levi Stadium, too?
Oh, Lord. Lord. Lord, it'd be over. It'd be over for me. Harriet, I'm coming to see you.
Was it Caris LeVert who had the traumatic break and came back that season?
Yeah, I don't think he had a break, though. I think it was just a dislocation.
Oh,
I know it looked really, really bad. Oh, but I think it was just the dislocation.
Oh,
and
okay.
And maybe it was a little different.
Awful.
Yeah, I know we all thought, because I remember seeing that, and we all thought like he's gonna be out for the year.
Yeah,
but he came back that year because I think it was just the dislocation.
Okay, my mistake. All right, Kyle, drop some stats.
Keon Ellis in the 2023-2024 season.
A while ago.
When shooting six or more threes in a game, what do we think his percentage was?
How about you just tell us?
47.4% when shooting six or more threes in a game.
Okay.
37 of 78.
Okay.
Last season,
mm-hmm.
when shooting six or more threes in a game, Keon Ellis went 61 of 135, 45.2%. For his career, he is a 46% three-point shooter when he takes six or more threes in a game.
Okay. Give me the number that's great. Give me the number again the number of shots he took. Not per game, just total.
213
that first season. What was the second season?
Oh, I'm sorry. 78 the first. Total threes?
No, total number of threes each season.
168 total.
Okay.
In year one, 321 in year two. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. That's years two and three for him.
Okay,
year one, he played 16.
He took 300 threes.
Last year, yes.
Damn.
And made it at a 43% clip. There's a really, really strong argument that Keon Ellis should be on the floor taking more threes.
So why isn't he?
Great question. Because they have a lot of guards who need to play, I guess.
They have a coach and a general manager that need to win.
Well.
Like, if he helps you win, like, why isn't he out there on the floor?
Because you paid Dennis Schroeder, you have Zach LaVine, you're paying Russell Westbrook.
You just started paying Dennis Schroeder after both of those years that you did. Dennis Schroeder's a different position.
Mm-hmm.
Keon Ellis showed last year he can't play point guard position.
For sure.
So again, why don't you, because this I think might be a slightly more fascinating conversation.
Okay.
Why don't you ask the question that you asked us the second we went off the air yesterday?
Oh, yeah. All right. Would the Russell Westbrook signing have been received differently if he signed first for the vet minimum and then the Kings acquired Dennis Schroeder?
My gut tells me no. But I think the totality of the conversation would be slightly different. So people are going to, like I said this yesterday, people reacted to Russell Westbrook.
See, yeah. Okay.
Now you factor in, like, you factor in, like, they don't like Dennis Schroeder either. They didn't like the Dennis Schroeder signing. They don't like Dennis Schroeder, the player. They think he's a scrub because he's been on a bunch of teams.
Mm-hmm. Who's they?
The Chatty House.
Got it.
Twitter. Kings fans.
In general.
Just in general. Speaking in very, very general terms. Mm-hmm. No one would feel better. I would, because I don't think Jonas Valanciunas would be traded. And I'm not going to just continue to like harp on that point.
Mm-hmm.
But if Valanciunas was traded to sign Dennis Schroeder, like I don't love that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially now that you've signed Russell Westbrook. The problem is you signed Russell Westbrook for the vet minimum. That's great. What the reaction to it is, I don't know. You still need a backup point guard. Or you still need another point guard. So do you go find another vet minimum? Do you try to convince Malcolm Brogdon not to retire and come be your backup point guard? Ben Simmons, like, what do you do? Because it's still a need. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious every time Dennis Schroeder leaves the floor, as terrible as he's been on the offensive end, he's in terms of shooting, he's been able to facilitate an offense. The offense has been better when he's on the floor, even though he's been garbage shooting. I take that back. The last two games, the offense has been better with him on the floor. The first one was not. Go ahead.
I think that the Russell Westbrook of it all would have played a role a little bit, but I think it would have been less. If the Kings said, we need a point guard, and we just got Russell Westbrook at the vet minimum early in the offseason, like let's say it's the first move they made, I don't think there would have been nearly the vitriol, because I think a lot of the issue was the Kings have a bunch of guards already, and at this point of the offseason, Keegan gets hurt. And again, whether this logically tracks or not, I think this is just a series of events that led to such a negative reaction to Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. Is Keegan gets hurt, And their perceived response is another point guard. And I think that is where, and then on top of that, it was Russell Westbrook. And I think you're right. Regardless of when he got signed, there would have been some portion of the fan base that would have been anti the signing because it is number zero. It is Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. But I think a large part of the vitriol yesterday had to do with the fact that it was another guard. It came right after the Keegan Murray injury. So it's like, yeah. What? No, that's not the response we're looking for here. And I think that was where a lot of the venom came from, more so than it being Russell Westbrook.
Mm. Mm.
And I think if they had signed Russell Westbrook first, I think there would have been people who were out.
But I think one other factor is there was already a negative tone surrounding the team. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I don't know what would have made that better. I don't think it's Russell Westbrook or Russell Westbrook signing first.
Right.
Or Dennis Schroeder just not being here. I don't think any of those things, like the season ended on such a negative tone. Yeah. Remember, this all ended. And this is where I really like sympathize like with Kings fans.
Mm-hmm.
This team got their ass kicked in the play-in on their home floor mm-hmm. by a team who ultimately got their ass kicked mm-hmm. in the play-in a couple of days later. And was rewarded with the number one pick for all of it.
Yeah. And that team was super injured all year. The Luka trade. They had a mess of a year, and they just kicked the Kings' ass at the Golden 1 Center.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday, and I'm not blaming nobody or saying anything bad, but people just be real with yourself. There is nothing realistic that could have been done to make anybody in this chat or anybody on Twitter feel differently about the Kings.
I think you're wrong.
Really?
Somehow find a way to trade Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, and this team stinks, and everybody.
No, but he said perfect. No, but Kenny said realistic. I think if they had traded Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, I think realistically they would have had to attach first round picks to do it.
Mm. But
I don't think for DeMar they would have, but maybe for LaVine.
And in that event, I don't think people are super thrilled.
And look, it's kind of a little bit of a maybe too much of a rational thought, but. Like, just be real with why you're mad. You're not mad about Russell Westbrook. You don't think this is – you don't really even think this is stupid that they got Russell Westbrook. You're just mad at everything the Kings do right now.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, you like people, this is so stupid, and I'm so much smarter. I would have done this and that, and they need this. And you don't really care about the person that was brought in or the move that was made. You just hate everything the Kings do right now.
Dead serious. Would starting Maxime Raynaud stop the bleeding?
Yeah.
Stop what bleeding?
Fans. No. Look, we're going to give you.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think anybody can agree on.
I wouldn't hate it.
No, if they said, okay, fine, cool, we're gonna bench Zach LaVine. Nate Clifford's the starting two guard. Domas is hurt. Maxime Raynaud is gonna be the starting center, and this is how we're rolling forward this year. Mm-hmm. I think there'd be some people that are like, awesome, can't wait to watch the young guys. But to Kenny's point, I think there's a lot of people that go, wait, no, why are you starting those guys?
No,
they're not going
to
win.
And look to another point with that real quick. I know we gotta shake it, but it's like,
excuse me,
it's we gotta shake it. Like we gotta move. Come on, that ain't no. Hey.
No, the hands were outside the pads. There, I need you keep them inside the pads.
A warning. Let me know. But what they would say, and this isn't shots to anybody. This isn't shots to James Hamm or anything like that. I'm not. That's my dog. But if they would start Maxime Raynaud, and it would instantly be, well, Maxine's not ready to play, and this is a second round guy. And the reason why you got to start a second round guy is because over the summer you didn't do what you had to do to address. It would turn into that,
right?
Like it's always going to go back to how much they didn't like this team months ago.
I also think multiple 30-point defeats in a row would kind of crush everyone's desire to watch a bunch of
young guys.
I agree, but they say they're cool with it. They say that's what they want.
Because you're always cool with the thing that's not happening.
The idea.
The great news is they're starting their regular guys and losing by 30, so whatever. It's D'Lo and KC here on ESPN 1320.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.